This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This morning, we'll hear from Market Intelligence and Research Manager for BASF, Brady Spangenberg. BASF is the world's leading chemical company, and they recently conducted a survey of ag lending. Brady and I had a conversation about the results of the survey.
So we wanted to survey ag lenders to see how they're looking at this season that's just wrapping up and also looking into the next season and what kind of factors they're taking into account. And, with all these sort of things swirling around, like commodity price declines or volatile markets, interestingly enough, ag lenders are really looking at an individual grower's history of success and what their business plan is for the future as the deciding factor when it comes to farm financing and operating lines of credit. In fact, 88% of ag lenders said if a grower walks in with a business plan, and not just a plan, but a plan to maximize their opportunities where they have them, mitigate their risks, they were much more likely to factor that into their farm financing decisions.
And talking about a planning approach for them, you guys do have something in place that you hope that farmers can use.
That's right. That's what we call our Grow Smart approach. Not just dropping off a product at the door and saying, here you go. Really, through this approach, we have the products in place, the people also on the ground in an advisory role to work with growers and partner with them to ensure that those products can be used in the most efficient, effective manner. And not only that, but then some services to ensure risk mitigation tools to ensure that, you know, if something does come up, that BASF is shouldering some of that risk. So we offer some upfront financing assistance, some 0% financing assistance, and also then some programs called Risk and Finance Advantage that should the commodity price decline or a risk and investment advantage. So should the commodity price decline or a weather event drop the yields in your area, growers who qualify will receive a rebate from us.
When farmers or people in the ag industry are interested in getting an ag loan, are the considerations taken about the same as a general commercial loan or something like that? I mean, do they look at credit history and general things of that nature?
Yeah, I think so. You think about, you know, going to get a mortgage for a house, the bank will look at your credit score, other financial metrics that you have. And the same thing is true in agriculture. You think about like an APH, an actual production history. That's 10 years of yield data in a particular farm and a farmer working with that field. And so think about all the ups and downs and sideways in market fluctuations over that 10 years. And you take something like an APH, and it's really a sign of a grower's proven history of success. Translate that forward. Now you think about how are we going to take that success? How are we going to build on what we've done in the past and turn that into a business plan for the future? And that's really where BASF, through its Grow Market, Grow Smart approach, partnering with growers, partnering with retailers to ensure that that is a plan is in place and a plan to maximize opportunities where they exist and mitigate those risks when they show up.
Once again, that was BASF Market Intelligence and Research Manager Brady Spangenberg. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.